are you definitely going to run again?
Yes, I'm running again. There's still work to be done. There's a lot of people that would like to see me leave, but I'm not going to give them the gratification.
If Remore is reelected this spring, it would mark his 36th year as union leader of city school teachers. Remore won a big battle last fall, finally reaching a new contract deal after a 12-year stalemate. Remore gained 10% pay raises for teachers, plus 2% increases for the next 2 years.
Doing the union work is important, but the people really don't understand is doing the union work is also doing work for the kids. Like when we fight for smaller class sizes, when we fight for more school counselors, when we do all the kind of things to get more supplies into the classroom. Yes, there's financial things, but we also fight because, remember, a teacher's working conditions are a student's learning conditions.
BTF elections are held every 2 years. Most years, Remore ran unopposed. In 2015, he faced two challengers. But Remore tells us in a meeting last week, it didn't appear a challenger has stepped forward so far.
They have to file in 10 days. There were no challenges last night. Last night was when we had a meeting when people would announce. And they didn't, so they have 10 days to announce, and we'll know in 10 days.
Why do people keep coming back to support you?
Well, I'd hope that they feel that I'm doing the right thing by them and by the kids, you know. And then one of the things I will do, I will never stop fighting. And that doesn't mean that you have to be battling. You have to work to try and achieve it. One of my favorite expressions is, a problem is something in search of a solution.
Remore tells WBFO News he's not giving up. He says there's plenty of funding battles to fight for education.
We're working in Albany. I was just in Albany now, and I got a thick book like this. I've made a presentation to them. We're also going to be working with the Common Council. They have to start coming up with some money, too. But we're also working with the courts. As you know, there's another court case. There used to be what's called the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, where the state was found guilty. The state stopped funding that. Well, we're back in court with Mike Rebill, and we expect a decision sometime within the next 6 months. We'll bring more money into the poor school districts.
Like him or hate him, Remore does display a strong passion for school children. Remore got choked up as he recalled helping a student 2 years ago.
When he got a job, he came back to me and gave me a card and said, "You saved me when I was a kid." You saved me when I was an adult.
Remore tells WBFO he remains energized year after year because of the challenges. Remore says it was his mother who taught him that when you believe in something, you have to fight for it. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.